This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and Alan Mitzkoff is with me for the whole week. He's a contributor to Audiophile. And you started off with the bang, The Candy House by Jennifer Egan. What's up today?
Well, we couldn't be in a more different reality. Today is the memoir, Lessons from the Edge by Marie Yovanovitch.
Oh, I have heard her a lot on C-SPAN and on NPR.
And that makes good sense because she, of course, was the ambassador to the Ukraine and is a fluent Russian speaker and was a 33-year, you know, a lifer in the Foreign Service and has real expertise on these issues.
Is this memoir about her entire life or is it about her time in the Foreign Service?
It is her life, but it really focuses on her time in the Foreign Service. And what I said in the review, which I want to emphasize, is it's really not a score-settling screed. She talks a lot about the importance of the Foreign Service and of the State Department itself. And, you know, 33 years is really a lifer. And I think she would be there now had she not run afoul of the Trump administration.
And for people who might not know, she was dismissed rather publicly and in a not very pleasant way.
Right. And of course, she testified at the impeachment hearing, and that's how many people came to know her. But that is in a way unfortunate because what you can learn from this audiobook is what it means to serve in the Foreign Service, what it means to go to these countries and the work that they do. So that was an unexpected pleasure. I thought this would really be much about that period of her life. And even though there's a fair amount there, what really it is a kind of paean to service for your country abroad. And there's a lot of history in it, and I learned a ton.
And it seems like this would be a really good book to be listening to right now, given the situation in Ukraine. It could really shed light on what's flashing across our screens every day.
It absolutely does, because, of course, it was written before the current war and the crisis, but it gives you all of the background. She was the ambassador to Ukraine, so you get the background. And, of course, the Russians invaded Ukraine while she was there.
I was just going to say, exactly, yeah. Well, why don't we hear a little?
Absolutely. This is the beginning of the ambassador's endgame.
Okay. This is Lessons from the Edge, a memoir by Marie Yovanovitch, read by the author.
I knew it was over. The coordinated campaign of lies and innuendo had done its job. I wasn't going to be the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine for much longer. It was Saturday, March 23rd, 2019, and I was at my official residence, a historic building in downtown Kyiv. That morning offered my first moment of relative calm after a typically busy 70-hour work week. I finally had the time to fully focus on the storm brewing back home.
The story is fascinating. I'm not sure that I love her voice, but it's a really interesting story. And I've heard her speak. She's very eloquent. And when I've heard her speak, she talks really well about the differences between values and interests.
She does. She's very good on that. Now, I would agree, as many people who read their own books are not the perfect readers, but where she's helpful is, you know, when she's talking about foreign names in foreign places, she gets that stuff. She's very good with Russian and Ukrainian names. And she's certainly a passable reader. And the story is very compelling.
It's definitely compelling. And as I said earlier, especially now. Okay, that is Lessons from the Edge by Marie Yovanovitch, read by Marie Yovanovitch. Thank you so much, Alan. This is a good book to know about.
I agree completely.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And I look forward to it.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Naxos Audiobooks. The Poetic Edda is the most important collection of Norse, Icelandic mythology, and heroic poetry, covering the creation of the world and the coming of the doom of the gods. The mythological poems are an exploration of the wisdom of the gods and giants and tell of the adventures of the god Thor against hostile giants and rivalries amongst the gods. Some of the poems predate the conversion of Scandinavia to Christianity and give us a glimpse into the pagan beliefs of the North. Gunnar Kothari, himself of Icelandic heritage, reads Carolyn Larrington's revised translation. You can get it at naxosaudiobooks.com. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.